From Washington, this is VOA News. Mourners flood central Israel for the teen's burial service, and the Afghanistan presidential election results are delayed. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of mourners joined in central Israel for a funeral service for three teenagers found dead in the West Bank nearly 3 weeks after they disappeared. The three were buried today in the Israeli town of Modin. Israeli leaders have accused a Hamas militant group of abducting and killing the three, one age 19 and the other two age 16. The deaths have prompted an outpouring of national grief and angry calls for revenge. Both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Shimon Peres spoke at the funeral and vowed to punish Hamas. Meanwhile, Israeli troops have raided the homes of two men suspected of abducting the three Israeli teenagers. Officials in Afghanistan are delaying preliminary results for the nation's runoff presidential election. VOA's Diwa service reporters say sources on the Independent Election Commission have failed to agree on an announcement on the preliminary results that's scheduled on Wednesday and will now announce the results in a week. The candidate, Abdullah Abdullah, has vowed to reject the election results, saying massive ballot box stuffing occurred during the June 14th poll. Ukraine has relaunched a military offensive against pro-Russia rebels in the east of the country after a ceasefire failed to take hold. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on Tuesday ended a week-long unilateral ceasefire, noting it was not being honored by pro-Russia separatists in the east. Despite the ceasefire, rebels continued deadly attacks against Ukrainian military. Civilians and journalists, including a Russian cameraman, were also killed in recent fighting. In a speech, Mr. Poroshenko declared an all-out offensive against the separatists. He says they will attack and free their land. The non-extension of the ceasefire plan is the response to terrorists, rebels, and marauders, he says, and to all those who torture civilians, who paralyze the country's economy, who wreck payments of salaries, pensions, and studentships, who explode railway stations and destroy water pipes, and who deprive people of a normal, peaceful life. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Iraq's new parliament has ended its first session without selecting a new prime minister. The lawmakers met for the first time today since being elected in late April, but the acting speaker, Mahdi al-Hafid, ended the session after a number of members failed to return from a break. He said they would continue in a week if there's a possibility of an agreement. Japan's conservative government is making the most significant change in the interpretation of its pacifist constitution since the U.S. written charter went into effect 67 years ago. VOA's Steve Harmon reports.
Under the new rules approved by the cabinet Tuesday, Japan's military would be allowed to exercise the right to collective self-defense. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking with reporters, says there has been a misunderstanding that the changes will mean Japan could become engulfed in war to help other countries. The Japanese Prime Minister says the reinterpretation of the 1947 Constitution in no way changes its norms, rather is about the minimum necessary measures for our self-defense. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Tens of thousands of people took to the rainy streets of Hong Kong today in a political protest on the 17th anniversary of the former British colony's return to Chinese government. Marchers spent the public holiday demanding reforms to reduce Beijing's direct influence in Hong Kong elections. The United States has imposed sanctions on a Ugandan rebel group a day after the UN Security Council did the same. The U.S. Treasury said today that it's sanctioning the Allied Democratic Forces, which is based in the Eastern Democratic of Congo, for targeting children in situations of armed conflict through rape, killing, abduction, and forced displacement. West African health officials will meet in Ghana this week to discuss ways of controlling the Ebola outbreak that has claimed more than 450 lives. The World Health Organization says ministers of health and directors of disease prevention from 11 countries will hold a two-day meeting beginning Wednesday in Accra. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.